It is our distinct privilege now to welcome Tom Spooner, former Special Forces Green Beret, Warriors Heart Foundation founder. We've also got Max Martini, director, writer, and actor for Sergeant Will Gardner. Are we getting that right? Leanne, I'm going to have you introduce your friend, Max.
Max Martini, who actually has been on my podcast years ago. So actually the first time we've met in person, but we have a lot of friends in common, and Dana Commendatore and Michael Broderick. And, you know, I saw this, obviously, with our friends in common, I saw this, the trailer when it first came out, and I just said, oh my God, this is amazing, and it has our friend Gary Sinise in it. You tell our audience what the movie is about and why you made this film.
Well, it's about a soldier that comes back from combat and experiencing minor TBI, PTS. He's displaced when we meet him. And it's really a story about his journey, his healing, mm-hmm. let's say. And I think that's what differentiates our film from other films about PTS. So you follow this main character and you see that, you know, even though he's suffering from these conditions and even though, you know, he's at a very low point in his life, he's capable of employment. He's capable of being a father. He's capable of being a loving husband and companion. And I think the point of the film is to inspire soldiers that are experiencing difficulties to come forward and ask for help, that it's out there. If they're having difficulty navigating the VA system, there is an option, you know, and as a result of the healing, they too can be, you know, help other veterans that are experiencing the same things.
Yeah, you wrote this film. Is Sergeant Will Gardner, is he a true character, or did you take this from other people maybe you've met, or did you get it from Tom? I mean, how did you write this story?
Yeah, I was doing a TV series called The Unit back, and it ran for about 4 years. Mm-hmm. And during that time, I went to the Middle East twice, and I met an Army Ranger over there. And so while he was in combat, we stayed in communication, and while he was overseas, he, you know, suddenly came out and, you know, told me he was having just experiencing some things that were symptomatic of traumatic brain injury. And then when he came home, had a very difficult time reintegrating. So our communication inspired me to write this movie. It's not based on his experiences per se, but he really was the catalyst, you know.
And Tom, your involvement?
Yeah, I have no involvement in the movie other than being friends with Max, but with Warriors Heart Foundation, you know, and that's just like Max was saying, how it brings that awareness to some of the struggles not all of our veterans go through, but a large majority. I mean, with the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, obviously there's a problem. Yeah. And so it's not just awareness of the invisible wounds that we talk about that's kind of makes them visible in the movie. You know, it also makes us aware of the solutions that we now have for it. So it's not just this doom and gloom story, kind of good luck, you know, it's like, hey, awareness about the problems, what they look like, but then also like what we bring to the table, and that's the solution aspect of it, and the healing.
Solution being, when you say solution, what are you thinking?
Whenever I say solution, it's, you know, the majority of them veterans struggle with PTS, mild TBI, and a lot of them with chemical dependencies, too.
Yeah.
So in that solution that we found through my own experience and many others is that, you know, you have to treat all three things, and you have to treat them in order of which will kill them first, you know, which is the chemical dependency piece, then the TBI and PTS, you know, and that's what we do. And then at the foundation, we help subsidize that treatment cost because our veterans aren't taken care of the way that they should be taken care of. So we're filling in the gap with that.
One of the issues that I'm contending with and dealing with veterans is there's a resistance to coming to care. And because I'm not a veteran, I don't have that kind of connectivity that you would have. Are you the warm handshake, as they say, that gets them in?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and there at Warriors Heart, I mean, that population is veterans, active duty, and first responders only. So it's that same culture, that same population. So you get that peer-to-peer network, and you get that kind of helps break the ice, which you have struggled breaking through with guys like
it's just,
me.
It's just, yeah, it's just the warm handshake. You know, we do it with drug addicts. You know, we know how to do that with recovering people. Mm-hmm. But veterans have a special need for somebody that – and I bet you got into the two, Max, is the intensity of those relationships in combat are – almost you can't find it in the right. civilian life.
Yeah.
And they feel disconnected and injured and on drugs
right.
or whatever. And so it's really quite a challenge.
Yeah. I was with Tom's brother, Scott, recently, and he has a podcast that I did. And, he was saying, which I think is just spot on, is that we invest so much money in turning someone into a soldier and sending them to specialty schools and really preparing them for combat.
Right.
And if we invested as much time and money into their exit strategy as we do.
You wouldn't have to.
You wouldn't
have to spend that much time and money. Right. That's the thing. It's right. If you really targeted it properly.
Right.
Because there's guys like Tom that want to help out. Yeah. Right? I mean, it's a peer-to-peer kind of a thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We got to take another little break here. Thank you, gentlemen. Again, where can they find out about the film if they want to go to a website or anything?
The film's available on VOD and in theaters on the 11th and DVD and Blu-ray on the 19th.
Is there a website dedicated to the film?
They can follow my Instagram at MaxMartiniLA and Twitter is the same handle.
MaxMartiniLA, go there. I'm going to give away more tickets before we come back. Paul Anka at the Savant Theater, Beverly Hills, February 2nd. Call number 8 at 800-222-5222. Tickets furnished by the Canyon at the Savant, where music meets the soul. Paul Anka at the Savant, Beverly Hills, February 2nd. Call number 8 800-222-5222. Tom Spooner, Max Martini, stay with us. It's Leanne Tweeden and Dr. Drew. This is Midday Live on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Behind the bridge, he lays her down. He frowns. Gee, my life's a funny thing. Am I still too young?
David Bowie's birthday, as well as Elvis Presley, Leanne. How about that? We are pleased to be joined by Tom Spooner. He, of course, a former Special Forces Green Beret, Warriors Heart Foundation founder. We've got Max Martini, director, writer, actor for Sergeant Will Gardner. And tell us again where in the film will be available.
The film releases January 11th in theaters and on VOD, and the Blu-ray and DVD come out on February 19th.
And we were just talking, too, off the air, that you're donating a lot of the proceeds to different charities. Can you tell us what those are?
Yeah, there's three charities receiving 10% of the profits each. Tom's charity, Warriors Heart, is mm-hmm. one of them. Higher Ground, which is a charity based out of Sun Valley, Idaho, and the Gary Sinise Foundation.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Friends of
three
ours.
Three great organizations.
Do good stuff.
And then Tom was telling me he himself has been through a lot of the stuff that is chronicled in this film, and he, of course, now is being a peer
right.
model, peer support, peer. And tell us more about Warriors Heart.
Warriors Heart. Yeah.
And I heard you talking something about stigma, too. Talk to us about that, because I think a lot of people who aren't veterans, I think they want to understand, and I think they just don't really quite grasp what it is that you guys come back into when you try to come back into the civilian world. Mm-hmm. We want to, and we want to embrace you, right. and they just don't really quite get it.
Yeah, for me, it was, not first. I didn't know I had a brain injury. I just knew I was losing my mind, and that was for sure. And like, I would get lost, driving home. I'd have to put stuff in the GPS.
And do you think that was just because of your anxiety or depression or something? Or
no, that was only pure cognitive.
How'd you explain it to yourself?
Like that I'm losing my mind.
Right.
Okay. You're just on the side of the road going, damn, where was I going?
And the big problem with that is, and for me, it wasn't an ego perspective because I got sober back in 92, so I'm used to seeking and getting help, and so it wasn't an ego thing, but the mind melter for me was that I'm the guy that helps people. Like I went from jumping tall buildings in a single bound,
and you're a Delta guy, right?
Yeah,
I mean, you're the best of the best.
Yeah, so then how did I go from that to now I'm the one that needs help? So it just didn't make sense. And again, in my struggles, I ended up almost taking my own life. And not because they would be better off or the depressive aspects. It was I needed what was going on in between my ears to stop, and all the tools that I had. Yeah, like my spiritual, the therapy, all that stuff wasn't working. And I know what bullets do to brains. So, I mean, and again, having traumatic brain injury, I was thinking, well, that's just a valid option. You know?
What helped you?
What helped me was another warrior that said, hey, man, you're all screwed up. One of my best friends, and it's like, and so I finally listened to him, got tested for TBI. And then lo and behold, I was operating at 50% processing speed, 50% verbal memory. Hmm. And that was a game changer for me because, I mean, you can fix injuries. You can't fix crazy, and so.
What
so
do that they was do?
Yeah,
what
we can. It's just a different kind of thing.
Yeah,
it's a different thing.
What do they do for TBI?
At the time, I was on Fort Bragg, and I went to the cognitive
Carolina.
Therapy, vestibular therapy, psychological therapy. I had to be on meds.
There are disciplines in medicine and neuroscience now that sort of treat the brain the way you might think of, say, of a skeletal muscle or a skin wound. Their ways of healing and growing, sure. And the things they can do now that we didn't even understand existed 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
Wow.
And they're showing some really good results, and Tom's living proof.
Yeah, and so that's why we do at Warrior's Heart what we do. You know, we get the chemical dependency stuff that's killing them first, you know, and then we address all the other aspects, the cognitive aspects and the psychological, and then some of it even with meds, you know, I mean, that had
sure,
to be appropriately
absolutely.
At the time. And just get them back into functioning and reminding them of who they are, which are heroes and champions. You know, I mean, hey, you go through all that struggle at the lowest part.
Can I ask you a stupid question?
Of course.
Was it one of those, like, when you started getting therapy, was it a, like, the veil was lifted or the cloud, the fog cleared kind of a moment when you started getting help? Or
yeah, absolutely.
Was it a slow journey?
No, I mean, it was a little bit of a slow journey, but it had pivotal points in it, you know, where I had a real, you know, I mean, those kind of moments where there was a breakthrough in psychological therapy, or whether it was something that I did in cognitive, you know, or just other spiritual practices, you know, that I did. And the big thing is that, you know, that's why I share as much as I do about it. So, you know, it's like, hey, and this is not being arrogant, but it's like, hey, if a guy like me with all that kind of help at my, if I was struggling, hey, it's okay for other guys, you know, seeking help and seeking assistance is strength. It's not weakness.
It takes time. It's slow. It's a program of attraction and that warm handoff. We in medicine forget about that. We're talking to Tom Spooner, former Special Forces Green Beret, Warriors Heart Foundation founder. Is there a website for that?
Yes, at warriorsheart.com.
Warriorsheart.com. And, of course, we have Max Martini, director, writer, actor for Sergeant Will Gardner. You can find that at your
Instagram and Twitter, Max Martini LA for both.
Max Martini LA for both. And we'll be back in just a minute. It's Leanne Tweeden and Dr. Drew. This is Midday Live. David Bowie's birthday in addition to Elvis Presley. At the top of the hour, we're going to talk to Democratic strategist Joel Payne. President Trump is facing a credibility crisis in tonight's primetime speech. He's going to tell us about that. But right now, we're joined by Tom Spooner, former Special Forces Green Beret, the brains behind Warrior Heart Foundation at warriorheart.com. Is that where
That's
they
correct.
Should go? And, of course, we have Max Martini, who's director, writer, actor for Sergeant Will Gardner. You can find that at Max Martini LA on his Instagram. And let's talk more about the film. Again, this is Tom's story sort of writ large by your character, right?
Where did you film it?
We shot in Los Angeles, New Mexico, Baltimore, and D.C. So the story takes place. It's a motorcycle trip across the country, essentially.
Nice.
But, you know, Tom was saying a few things about just, you know, one of the through lines in this film is that it's not a show of weakness to ask for help. And that I think at the end of the movie, hopefully people walk away with that. Like, I think it's very important that that they understand that, because the guy that I was talking about earlier that inspired this me to write this film, while he was in combat, he was petrified to ask for help. I mean, he was really concerned with his well-being, and, you know,
what was that? So, I mean, a lot of people talk about the warriors don't want to ask for help. I mean, I think maybe this is hopefully in the past, but
I do too,
they
yeah.
didn't want to lose their job.
Yeah.
They were
right.
afraid, and their job for a lot of these warriors is their identity. Mm-hmm. Like, if I say I might have a TBI or I might have PTSD, then they're going to take me off the combat lines and I might lose my job and have
right.
to be medically retired, and then what do I do?
Or,
right?
Or send you to the rear, which is probably
even
worse.
Right, exactly. So is that why he was petrified?
I think so, yeah. And, you know, and even when he came up, when he came back to the United States, you know, I was trying to help him get into to one of these programs, and we didn't know each other at the time, but he would, you know, it was still that kind of, he didn't want to show weakness.
That stigma.
And
yeah.
Stigma, yeah.
Well,
and
especially when you're a warrior, you're a man's man, right? You're
yeah.
supposed to be the strongest, the strong of the strong, right?
Right.
And that's the thing with the stigma, is breaking that stigma that seeking help is a weakness, it's not its strength. I mean, when I needed to get better at patrolling, I went to Ranger school. You know what I mean? When I needed to learn how to jump out of helicopters, I went and jumped out of helicopters.
Yeah.
So same thing, hey, if I needed training and emotional, you know what I mean, and mental health, hey, I go get that training. It's all about training and just trying to change the narrative.
If you look at it like that, it doesn't sound that bad.
No,
right?
No, and
yeah.
that's what
yeah.
we're doing, is changing. We're not fighting the stigma. We're changing the narrative.
Is the VA listening to you? And are they trying to? You know what I mean?
God, the VA. That's
just
a whole other thing.
Well, it is and it isn't, because it's all very depends where you live and which VA we're talking about.
You're right.
So all,
you're right.
But generally that attitude, I think, might be a shift for them if they could find a way to be seen that way and not as the medical, you know, oh my God, I need
absolutely.
I'm sick, you know?
This is kind of a cool fact. I just add, you know, there's a speaking of the VA, there's an actor that came in for the movie that read that was just amazing, and he walked in and you know, he said, look, this being part of this thing would be so incredibly, I'd be so honored because, you know, my family's military. I was in the Army. I was telling Tom earlier, he jumped a plane. His chute got tangled. He bounced on the ground.
Oh, God.
He survived. He's amazing in the movie, but it took him a decade to get his benefits and not all
which
of
is,
them.
We're not doing right by our veterans with that.
Guys, thank you for being here. Again, Instagram, MaxMartiniLA, website, warriorheart.com. Yeah. Yes. Good luck with the film. We're all behind
thank
it.
You guys.
We're behind everything you guys are doing.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.